You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. People tell me that God loves me. What does that even mean? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give that speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
So joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
A pleasure to be here.
That just didn't sound sincere.
It was very radio-y, though.
That's right. You have to reject so they can pick you up on their Victrola.
That's right.
We are continuing to answer the question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your question. This week's question says, people tell me that God loves me. What does that even mean? Now, Glenn, we've all on this show been in professional Christian ministry for quite a while, been doing this right. Jesus thing for a minute. If we can step ourselves back from that, this is a bit of an odd concept.
Well, for sure. I mean, there are a lot of things I don't like about myself. I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm not entirely fond of that dude. I mean, he's got certain charms, but, you know.
He has his moments.
He's a lot of work, you know, that kind of thing. Well, so if someone knew every little thing about you, it kind of makes a certain logical sense that they would like you less because they'd see more wrong with you. And I think the idea of putting God into that introduces this idea of someone who is perfect, who can rightly judge you in that sense. You know, if there's a perfect person who could look at you and see your faults and be disgusted by them, then it would make a certain amount of sense. It'd be unlikely he'd have a lot of positive feelings about you.
I think that's a really smart take on this, Jed. I think one of the things Glenn's pointing us to here is there's kind of a couple of big things going on at once.
Right.
One is there is a God.
Sure.
So if you're willing to go with that, he also watches you.
Yes.
And likes what he sees.
Yes.
And that's a lot to put on someone from zero.
It really is. It really is. Well, here's the thing. The idea, we have to be clear, the idea of believing that there is a God, that takes faith. That's not something, nobody can prove it's true. Nobody can prove it's not true. So it requires faith. The idea that there's this invisible guy who, for reasons we're not clear on, just is very fond of you. I mean, that's a lot to take in. That, you know, particularly if that's a new concept. We can say, if nothing else, it feels very unique. There are not many other situations in life that feel parallel to that. And that's all right. That's no problem. And, you know, one of the things that we want to be clear on is we love when you give us questions where you push back a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you say, hey, don't church it up for me. This isn't making sense. Because if it's new, it wouldn't make sense. That's great. That's no problem. We do believe for sure, that there is a God and he loves you.
Right.
We 100% believe that. But I think the question that we need to look at, every person needs to look at, and that you need to look at is, if that's true, so what?
Right.
I mean, you know, grandma loves you, but so what? That doesn't have a lot of bearing on your life. I mean, periodically there are cookies, and that is good.
Right.
But, you know, past that, you just, you know, it's not really a daily thing, grandma's love, right? So, in this case, is it kind of like grandma loving me, that there's not much of a takeaway? Is there anything that we do with that? Is there a next step off of the idea that God loves us? I think we need to get into that.
I absolutely agree, and I think that's what we're going to spend the rest of the show on. We had the interview with Dr. Joyce Brothers lined up, but I think we're going to boot her.
Yeah,
that's a very 90s reference.
Bump her out.
We're going to look at this question for the rest of the show. We'll do that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you me, and consume me, in the old pastoral.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think in that last segment, Jed was suggesting that if I go to church, there will be cookies, and I want a money-back guarantee on that.
Sure.
Seems fine to me. I mean, we can offer you that. It'll be the church's money. So
yes.
You just send the invoice to them.
Okay.
Yes.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I think if you go to a church and at the very least there are no donuts, I think you should find the lead pastor and demand a refund.
I totally
agree with that.
Yeah. We have been pitching for years, and no one is trying to hear it. You know, they have the little church sign out front.
Right.
They do that, but with the Krispy Kreme-style hot donut sign.
That's right.
And I think that's going to increase foot traffic.
For sure.
I would go.
We are continuing this question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, people tell me that God loves me. What does that even mean? And Glenn, we closed out that last summer looking at the idea of faith and what it could mean. And I think Jed left us with a very good question of, if you're gonna give it to us for just a second, say, okay, I will believe you that there is this guy in the sky who controls everything and he cares about me. What would that mean for me as an individual?
Well, yeah, I think we do have sort of a messed up idea sometimes of what love actually is all about. And I think to the extent that we do get that wrong, it's about thinking of love as a favor for our favor, a thing for a thing. And that's not love, that's business. That's a transactional relationship, as they would say.
Oh, very fancy.
Yeah, you know, fancy wording there. But it's this idea that... that I know this person loves me if I'm hooking them up and they're hooking me up, but that's just an exchange. There's no sacrifice element to that. There's no caring to that. I'm only doing for you because I know I'll get something else out of it.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, when we work with guys behind bars or coming off the street, the way we would often phrase that to them is, you're confusing love and business.
That's right.
Because if it's, to use Glenn's word, that I believe he made up, transactional.
Yes.
I think that's going to catch on.
Yeah.
That's a business relationship. So to put the God loves you in that there's a giant celestial being that wants you to please him is a little off.
It is. If we're going to be honest, that is what most people want. Most of our relationships are business, whether we realize it or not. You do things that please me, I reward you. That's, you know, I mean, most family relationships boil down to that, unfortunately. And if that's what we're looking at with God, that would be kind of a problem because none of us have a great report card when it comes to God. We are not doing well, most of us. It's certainly true for me. So that would be a problem, that there wouldn't be much love there. But as Glenn points out, that isn't love. That's business. That's a different thing. Love is just a decision. It's a decision that a person makes to be devoted to someone else's good. Now, that's an important concept, so let me say it again. Love is a decision that you can make, that someone makes, to be devoted to someone else's good. That's what love is. I think the question that we want to look at is, what does it mean if God has decided to be on your side? If God has decided, not because of your great grades, your great performance, or anything else, just because he cares about you. God has decided to be devoted to your good, to be on your side. Because that's actually, when people say God loves you, that's what that means. When the Bible says God loves you, that's what it means. So I think we want to look at, what are the implications of that? What does that actually mean for our lives?
Absolutely. We'll take a look at that exact question when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Run!
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's an actual fact that I did suggest that a church name itself Church and Waffles.
Hey, I would work on us.
Sure.
You wouldn't even have to have church. Just a big sign that says Waffles.
Yes.
I would go there.
It's a chance I would wander in, and that's why I can't be trusted.
Sure.
Just put a big abandoned building with a sign that says Waffles. There's an 80% chance I'm just going to poke my head in there.
Yep, yep.
So joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
If you launch Church House, and I can have scattered, smothered, covered hash browns and waffles, you can preach a sermon to me while I'm eating that food.
That's right.
So, I mean, if it's free. That's, sure. You know, obviously. So.
Sure. There, all the people who host this show are originally from the American South. There has to be a church that has offered forgiveness. Scattered, smothered, and covered. It has to have happened. We're going to continue to look at our question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, people tell me that God loves me. What does that even mean? And Glenn, we've been looking at the last couple segments about what that means from God's end. That is love. That is not expectation. That is not business. So let's start to take a look at, like, if this is true, what would that mean from our end? If someone has never really taken this concept on board and they want to dip their toe in the water, where does that start?
Well, I think it's about recognizing, you know, that God is on your side and that God wants to help you. I mean, I think there's a sense that a lot of us, I mean, even some people who go to church have that sense of God doesn't really care about helping me in the sense of because he's not on my side. He doesn't see things the way I see things. He's not. When other people offend me, I don't always imagine that God is offended in the same way that I am. I just assume I'm on my own in that sort of thing. So the idea that you may have been hurt and that God cares about that and that he wants to help is the main thing about embracing his love.
Absolutely. And Jed, I think another way we may be looking at all this is God wants to have a friendship with you.
Yeah.
The Bible actually refers to people as being God's friend.
Yeah.
So how do we apply that to something we can't see?
That's a great question. Well, any other friendship in life, if you said, I either want to be this person's friend or we're kind of friends, but I'd like us to be better friends. You know, you say, what do you do? How do you grow that friendship? Well, it's easy. You hang out. You talk. You know, you interact. You spend time together. A friendship will grow out of that if you do those things. And we all know that. We've all, you know, we have a ton of proof of that in our lives. Well, it turns out that in all of our experience anyway, growing and deepening a friendship with God works the exact same way. You spend time together. You talk. Here's a good place to begin. You know, people talk about prayer, and prayer's just talking with God. That's all it is. It's a fancy word. It just means talking with God. Next time you have a rough day, try telling God about it. Just you, whether it's, you know, you in your car or you on the bus or wherever. If you're on the bus, you may want to do it in the stillness of your heart. But, you know, go off to a place where you can have some privacy and just tell God about your rough day and see what happens. Just give it a try. Here's what we found in our own lives. God definitely wants to talk. God wants to be your friend. And he's ready for that whenever you are. If you'll invest in that relationship, if you'll invest in learning how to be a friend back towards God, you won't believe how amazing it'll be.
That's absolutely right. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
See you.
this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I would go to your church if there was a song there that you sang called Scattered, Smothered, and Covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
About how your sin is scattered, it's smothered,
and it's covered.
Completely covered.
Yes. Yes.
That's a song right there.
That is.
That's a hit record is what that is.
Yeah. Yep.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Yeah, that song's playing in my head right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. A little bit of a country twang.
That's
to
right.
It maybe something. Yeah.
Sure. Possibly coming to a Bridge Loud episode down the road.
I think it's very likely.
Who can say? Now, here on The Bridge Loud, we're continuing to answer the question that came into the bridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, people tell me that God loves me. What does that even mean? And I dare say that we haven't done a great job presenting an answer to this question that is scattered, smothered, and covered. But we can do our version of that, and that's the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as we mentioned, you've been in professional Christian ministry for a long time, telling people who were unfamiliar with this concept, kind of introducing them to it. So where do you start them off with that?
Well, yeah, I think in a funny way, it's about getting away from religion anyway. You know, I think you go to church and, you know, the pastors who are talking to everyone in general, and you, if he tells you God loves you, you think, well, he doesn't mean me. He means most of these people in general. I think what we're talking about here is just you and God and getting away from the religion, getting towards their relationship and having that sense of recognizing God doesn't love everybody in general. He loves you specifically and wants to have a relationship with you. And if you can embrace that, if you can receive that, then you can kind of start all that on the right foot rather than what we were talking about earlier of I need to do something to get him to have a positive feeling about me.
I think it's a great point. I'll tack one little thought on there as we go out. It's exactly what you're saying. People will say two things that are true that sound a little contradictory. One is God loves you, and the second is that God loves everybody. And that is true, but as you're pointing out, God loves everybody in an individual way. He is infinite. He has the bandwidth to do that. This is not, I think of the analogy of the person running for Congress and just, you know, I just care about everyone in small town USA here. And well, do you? Because you're on the TV. If that same dude hears that your pipe bursts and shows up with his tool belt on and said, heard about your pipe, let's get going here. Even if he did that for everyone in the town, you'd be like, well, that dude cares.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that he's showing up for other people. He's showing up for me. I have problems that he is addressing. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, God does love everyone, but he loves you specifically. He's got the bandwidth, as we're talking about, to take on everything you've got for him. The Bible says to pray continuously. It literally, Jesus tells a story about an old woman bugging a judge with requests day and night and says, that's the way you should be coming to me, is all the time relentlessly, because he can handle it. Whatever friendship level you want to put him on, he is willing to come back to you. And that's a lot of what God's love means to us. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It's mine!
Loud.